Tickets are now on sale for Side by Side, Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join us on Saturday, February 8th for an afternoon of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your tickets for Side by Side today.
Hi, I'm Rare, and you're listening to CFRC on 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening.
Hey, students. Have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, At the Best University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit athabascu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.
Hey, what's going on? It's Avaya Mighty. You are listening to CFRC 101.9.
Hey, CFRC listeners. In celebration of International Women's Day, local icon Miss Emily and the Kingston Music Office are hosting an International Women's Day showcase on March 7th at the Broom Factory with support from your friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
What's up? We're Kings of Queens.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Mouse Tavern. Hold on, I'll check. Hey, everybody. I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
Sex Pistols.
Yes, there we go. Ho, ho, ho. Good morning, everybody. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and this is CFRC, the place to be. Good day to y'all. It's Wednesday. It's February. What is it? The 5th already today, trucking through the shortest month of the year. It's Indie Morning Wake Up Call, and you're tuned in to CFRC, the place to be. That's right. My name is Jeff the Nerd. You got me here for the next two smoking hot hours. Spinning the wheels of steel, nothing but the best bop, schlock, pop, and rock to get your Wednesday in a good way. I don't know, something like that. It's currently sitting pretty in the Limestone City. That's Kingston, Ontario, don't you know, at negative 16 degrees Celsius. Although it feels a little colder than that. Kind of feels like minus 20. It's cold, it's crisp, and it's still winter. So today on the program, Simone the Moan. If she decides to come in, I know she's on her way in. Simone and I will be talking all about how to ring out the last few drops of the winter season. I know that it's dragging on. I know we're getting all a little miserable. There's lots happening. But, you know, looking forward to the sweltering hot summer, you might regret, you know, not getting outside a little bit. So we're going to be talking a lot about winter activities, things you can do. We're going to be talking about hockey. There's a big hockey game coming up tomorrow night in Kingston. There's a big football game that's going to be on TV on Sunday. I forget what it's called. The name escapes me, but I'm sure by the end of the program, I will remember what the big game is. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about movie news and pop culture stuff, things that are going on, things that are happening down the pipeline. Kingston Film Festival is coming up, so we're going to be chatting a little bit about that. Also going to be talking about our amazing sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods. That's right. It's a call and response, people. I say Old Farm Fine Foods, and you say Old Farm Fine Foods. That's right. Downtown at the corner of Barry and Clergy Street, right in the heart of downtown Kingston. They sponsor this show, and they provide us with some amazing food to sample every week. So I hope Simone gets in here, because if she doesn't soon, at breakfast, it's going in my tum-tum. I swear to gum-gum. Other than that, there's just going to be a lot of great mayhem. We've got a lot of new stuff, a lot of old stuff, a lot of moldy oldies. It's going to be good. Lots of covers. I don't know. Get out from under the covers. I'm done talking. We're going to play some tunes. We just heard Too Much by the Sealex Pistols. It's out of France from 1978. Well, let's keep things going with some warm weather classic tunes from Tito Rodriguez. This will get you, this will get some, I don't know, cocoa into your, so this will put the spring in your step or something. This is why I need Simone here. She's coming, I swear. This is Tito Rodriguez. And this is the Latin Twist right here on your station that rocks the nation, CFRC.
Hey there, Lucy. Stop your cha-cha. Wait till you see what I gotcha. Got a brand new way to do the twist. Crazy, makes you feel good. Latin music makes it real good. Makes a brand new way to do the twist. They call it the Latin twist. They call it the Latin twist. You raise up a lot of heat just doing your twisting to a Latin beat. I just can't resist the Latin twist. Sister, are you hip now? You're a twister, so you flip now. For this brand new way to do the twist. Hey there, honey, looking good now. Man, you're working like you should now.
just doing your twisting to a Latin beat. I just can't resist the Latin twist.
Hey, this is Bishop Nehru. Shout out to CFRC and the Campus and Community Radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Abe said he was 15 years old. Now he claims to be 16. Which is it, Abe? Better keep your story straight.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Screeching Females with Morning Dove right here on CFRC. Morning spelt morning, like you're mourning the death of a dove, not like good morning as in one would say good morning, Simone.
Oh, good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right.
I saw you like running in here. You were so excited. Thanks for, thanks for coming along.
I'm happy to be here.
You staying warm today?
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
Oh, yes. It's a chilly one.
It's a chilly one out there.
A little slippery out there, too.
Gotta be careful.
Ice. Yeah, I got some black ice, maybe.
Yeah, like under the snow.
Yeah.
So just like keep your hands out of your pockets.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
Because then it would just be your face.
A disaster.
The disaster.
Although that might help me if I hit my face in the sidewalk.
Well,
maybe.
You've got your beard going on, so you got some cushioning.
That's true. I got some padding.
Yeah.
A good bounce to it. It's, it's currently sitting at minus 16 degrees Celsius in the Limestone City, but it's clear. It's sunny.
It is. It's nice and bright.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day out.
It is.
I love it so much. A friend of mine, let's call her Janelle.
Okay.
That is her real name.
That is her name.
She is a video gamer. She streams online, as one does this time of year. And she plays video games with people from Australia. She's got like a contingent of nerds.
Got the Aussies?
Yeah.
Down under?
And apparently, I keep forgetting that down under means down under, and it's summer there. And they're very jealous of our weather right now. So if you're hemming and hawing about going outside right now, and like you don't like the cold,
yeah,
just think about the Australians who right now in Sydney, it's plus... like 25 degrees and 100% humidity.
Ooh.
I'd love that right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A little bit of humidity.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is Indie Morning Wake Up Call. So how y'all doing today?
I'm doing all right. How was your week?
My week was fantastic. This time of morning, we like to talk about our lives.
Yeah.
Because Lord knows I love talking about myself.
Right.
I love the sound of my own voice.
It's a great voice.
Yeah, thank
Very
you.
Smooth.
I never use it. I just don't talk for 6.5 days.
And then you just save it all for today.
For you.
For me?
Yeah.
I'm so special.
So my week revolves around the television and the projector because, of course, it's the dead of winter. And this is the season where it's my excuse to, like, stay in. Not that I need one.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when I get home from work and it's dark out, it's like I can't just go on the bike.
Like being cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little homebody-ish.
Yeah, a little bit this time of year. So I watch a lot of animated programs. You know, a little bit of Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, very obscure stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of movies that take place in, like, nice weather. I did Last of the Mohicans the other night on the projector.
Oh, wow.
Lush.
That's an intense one.
So good, though.
Yeah, is that with, wait.
Yeah, you know.
Jeremy Irons?
Close.
No.
Another slender thespian man.
Who played Lincoln?
Yeah, you're right. Like Lincoln in a loincloth. I'm going to give it. How was your week? We'll come back to this.
We'll come back to it?
Yeah.
This is going to take me a while.
One of the listeners is probably out there screaming at the radio right now that they know the answer.
I know.
That's
okay.
We'll leave them
How
hanging.
Was my week?
Yeah.
Helped out a little bit at the Tet Center.
Oh, really?
Some Valentine's Day crafts with the kids.
What?
They had like a super craft Valentine's Day, like, bonanza.
What kind of stuff were you doing?
Well, they were all variations of hearts, but in different ways, right? So my station was almost like a stained glass hearts.
Really?
So they did it with a little tissue paper and, you know,
That's
like
cool.
It was really sweet. It was neat to see the way that they would do it.
Yeah.
Everyone had their different way and both a lot of kids had both their parents there, so their mom and dad
were
there.
Oh, that's
there.
Fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was really neat. And then the other thing I did was speed dating.
Oh, you did that?
Exactly.
Oh, let's hear about that. You, why didn't you lead with that? Yeah, you say like it's nothing. So?
Well, it was quite the experience.
Yeah, so where was it? Did you go to La Vida Social Club?
Yes, that's where they had it. They had it upstairs. They've got another second part to their... A restaurant, really nicely lit and nice mood. And there was more women than men.
Yes! Go on.
More women than men. So part of the time I was just, you know, waiting, you know, for
<That's>
the guys to come over.
Yeah.
But then, like, there was, I think there's some other girls who were waiting too. So we'd just kind of hang out together.
Oh, okay.
You know, and they'd tell me a little bit what they're up to. And
so it's a double whammy because you get the speed dating, but then you also get to possibly make some friends.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so it was fine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. And the results, do you know yet?
I had one date.
Cool.
I did.
You've already been on the date?
Yeah, I went over, like, it was real quick.
Oh, my God.
I know. It was so quick.
You've had a week. I'm like, oh, I just sat at home and watched Daniel Day-Lewis run around in the loincloth.
Daniel Day-Lewis,
and you're, like, going out there hobnobbing.
You know, so that was great.
Where was the date?
I don't know if I can say this, but he took me to Toast and Jam.
Oh, sweet. I love
it's
them.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Like, I've been there maybe a few years ago, but now they've completely revamped the place, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
That's a good spot.
Yeah, I would highly recommend you get for a nice, like, brunch.
Yeah, yeah, that was my first job ever.
Yeah?
I was a dish king.
A dish king?
I was a dish king at Bread and Butter Bakery, like, in high school. Yeah. So
yeah?
Yeah, I love those guys. Wayne and Wendy, right on.
Yeah, beautiful spot.
Nice.
Really, really nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Just in time for Valentine's Day.
Time for Valentine's Day. So that was interesting.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, so, you know, you got to try it.
You've had a week. The cold is no excuse. Get out there and do some stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. Right on.
Mm.
Sweet. Well, I guess we'll get back to the tunes then.
Okay.
I'm glad you made it in. You know, you slept in this cold, cold weather.
It's yes.
26 minutes after 8, so we'll keep on with another set of tunes, and then when we get back, we'll talk about food. I got some breakfast for you.
Okay. Ooh.
I'm just getting treated by men all over town.
It's raining men.
Yeah, that's right.
We're snowing in our Canadian context.
It's raining men in Australia.
Yeah.
So that last set we just heard from Screaming Females with Morning Dove. Before that, we had Pan Valet with Vosua Soy Kore. See? I can do that. I messed it up. Also in there, we had Tandoori Knight with their song Honey Glaze. That's a tune about donuts.
Mm.
Not too bad. We had Low Cut Connie with Sleaze Me On.
Oh,
yeah.
Connie's just tell it like it is.
Totally. And we opened up that last set with Tito Rodriguez and Latin Twist. We keep things moving and are grooving. We got some warm weather music from Patti LaBelle.
Ooh.
This is Stir It Up on CFRC. My name's The Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Simone the Moan. Look at you.
So out of touch? No, it's the children who are wrong.
I can't afford to be broken forever. wasting away all the days and eternally fall. Or tear me to shreds. The life that I live, I can live so much better. Have people that love me forever and ever and all. Of always, of always. Let go of the lie that nothing gets better than love with the life.
My name is Julie DeBaron. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Doesn't work. What if he doesn't come back? Oh no. When I get upset, my ass ain't come out. And when it gets to coming out, I can't get to talking. No.
We'll be right back.
Canada's own Elevator right here on CFRC. The tune was called Claus.
Claus.
Like it.
Yeah. Like Santa Claus.
Totally. Yeah, he means business. My name's Chef the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we mean business today.
We do.
It's cold and crispy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all misty.
We're hot and toasty.
You got it. Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on Indie Morning Wake Up, Wednesday edition. Thanks for tuning in. CFRC, the place to be.
Yeah, I want minus 16 today.
Yeah,
but we're ready for it.
Okay.
We know how many layers of socks to put on.
Three is
the
answer.
And we know how many leggings to put on underneath our jeans.
Don't do three pairs of leggings because then the rear of your jeans might split down the middle like mine happened on the weekend.
Did it?
I think I just need to maybe lay off the junk food and the sitting around and get out a little more.
Move around a little bit?
Yeah, or maybe three pairs of pants underneath my existing pairs of pants.
Okay.
I just don't make jeans that
well
anymore.
Do a little jogging?
I could.
Night jogging?
Night jogging? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could do that. Like that movie with Amy Adams where she's just running around with dogs. Have you seen that yet?
I have.
Is it good?
It is.
Yeah? More on that later, I guess.
Yeah, we can talk. We'll talk about it. in a movie segment.
I'll get you a
and
review.
I'll actually have something to say.
Totally. Yeah. In the meantime, though, this segment, we'd like to talk about our amazing sponsors.
At Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Fine Foods. You remember David Letterman? And yeah, they always have kind of, you know, little jingles for their segments.
I'm the Schaefer to your Letterman?
Yeah.
Because I'm bald?
Okay, maybe that could work. But who doesn't love Paul Schaefer?
He's the man.
He was just awesome.
Schaefer for Prime Minister, I say.
So great. Just seemed like the sweetest guy ever.
And just a hilarious rapport.
Yeah. They're perfect together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like them.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Just like Jimmy Fallon and the Roots, right?
Or coffee and frittata.
Yeah. Oh. Speaking of frittata.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm in the midst of eating one from Old Farm, and it's delicious. It's got, let's see, broccoli?
Broccoli.
Potato?
Yes, it's egg and potato.
Egg, potato.
And it's got broccoli and cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some red pepper, a little bit of pesto, I think, in this one, salt and pepper.
Yeah.
I forget what else. There's a few other things in there.
Yeah.
But Old Farm makes really good frittata.
It's really good, delicious. It feels homemade, like your mama made it for you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really tasty. It's good because it's like a frittata, for those who are unaware, it's basically a quiche without any crust. So you don't have that like gluten kind of weighing you down. So it's real good first thing in the morning.
Yeah, it's a lot lighter.
A lot of protein.
Yeah.
Very healthy stuff.
Very healthy if you're trying to like stay trim, because Valentine's Day is just around the corner, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. And I was thinking this morning too that like usually everyone talks about how the summer is like get in shape, quote unquote, kind of like weather.
Yeah.
No, it's the winter, because every time I wear a sweater, the tiniest of beer bellies.
Yeah.
It's not like this is nothing, but I'm wearing so many layers.
Exactly.
I look like a fool, Simone. That's why I do protein only in the winter.
In the winter, only protein.
No gluten, sugar.
It's hard to do.
Yeah.
It's certainly hard to do. Like, I had a little breakdown yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Well, I was on my way home.
Yep.
And I thought, well, I didn't take out my meat.
It's out of the freezer?
No, I didn't take it out. It's in the freezer.
Okay.
So everything's frozen.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? And I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll go over to Metro. Maybe it won't be so bad. Maybe I'll just have a cheat night.
Right.
Right?
Everyone deserves one.
Okay. And so it's the end. It's the end of the road there, you know, end of the night there at Metro.
Yeah.
And so they've got, you know, the scraps.
There's no better way to put that.
The scraps, right? So I got some wedges, potato wedges.
Okay, yeah.
I got some, like, a little thing of rice.
Yeah.
And scalloped potatoes.
Okay.
And some sausage.
You really starched it up.
Yeah. And then I got, like, some tarts.
Okay.
And some pop.
I don't want to besmirch my friends at the Metro, but you should have gone to Old Farm Fine Foods.
But you guys, it was too late by then.
Oh, I see.
At that time, it was around 9. Around 9.
I'll still get you a key then.
Anyway, let's just say I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
Let's just say.
Keep it healthy.
Keep it healthy.
Keep it local.
Keep it local. And remember to take your meat out, okay? So you'll have dinner.
So you're not stuck in that situation.
So you're not in that situation where, you know, all of the... you know, gluten people are calling your name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need to pre-plan these things. That's why I have a fridge fully stocked with Old Farm Fine
Foods.
That's
why you do.
Absolutely. The other thing we're sampling today.
And your tortillas and your turkey dinners.
Oh, we did shepherd's pie yesterday. Shepherd's pie is so good.
Yeah.
And then we brought in today, Old Farm also stocks a lot of fine cheese and charcuterie things.
You guys do.
I love that. Any time of year. If I'm sitting at home and I got Daniel Day-Lewis on the projector, I'm munching charcuterie.
Charcuterie. So, okay.
I will find you, salami. Stay alive. I will eat you.
So even if you are by yourself, do you still do the spread?
Oh, yeah. I love that. Absolutely. Yeah, it's great.
Wow. You have lots of energy.
I'm a classy guy.
You have a lot of energy. I've noticed that about you.
I get it from Old Farm Fine Foods.
Probably.
Because I'm slurping down the coffee.
No, but you just seem to be like always moving. Like moving a little bit.
Yeah.
You know some people who twitch?
There are doctors who study that.
Like twitch their feet a little bit
or whatever. Like a fidget spinner kind of thing?
Yeah, like you're just kind of like hopping around,
I don't know if I should take it as a compliment,
sweet little bunny. Hop, hop, hop.
Hop, hop, hop.
Yeah.
Well, here, pop this into your mouth. This is beef and pork summer sausage.
Okay, is that minus the same?
Yep.
Okay, ready?
It is smoked. It's delicious.
Three?
Yeah, but then if we're both eating at the same time, no one's going to talk.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
All right. It's very smoky. We get it from Creel and Gambrel, which is based out of Mennonite country in Kitchener-Waterloo, and they provide a lot of fine cheese and a lot of like cured meats like this to Old Farm Fine Foods. The one we're eating now, it's made from a traditional Mennonite recipe handed down from generation to generation. It's a mouth-watering beef and pork summer sausage. It is, what is it? The mixture is stuffed in traditional cotton casings, and it's naturally smoked with maple wood and then hung out to cure for several weeks. Very good in salad, pizza, just on its own.
It's nice.
It's real nice. So you can buy those at Old Farm. They thin slice it and then cryo package, so you can just take it home and it's already cut and ready for your board. And so good. I could eat these like potato chips.
It's that. That was really nice.
I'm still eating one. And you have the bigger
yum,
piece.
Yum, yum. Very good.
Get it down to Old Farm and get it before I eat it all, because I live off this stuff.
And it's not too sharp. Like, it's subtle, right?
Like, you're getting that meatiness.
But it still has a nice, complex taste.
It's like a good contrast, because it's a stronger-ish flavor. So it's a good contrast, like a nice, nice sleeve. Or part of your sweater when you get it on your sweater. But I like it a lot.
It's good.
We need to experiment with cheese and cured meats more on this show.
I like it.
Like anyone that's listening.
All we need now is some green grapes.
Yeah. Some honeycomb. Maybe some baguette. Wednesdays is baguette day at Old Farm Fine Foods. They get fresh
with,
baguette.
Some pesto.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, would you add maybe if a little bit of sweet, like chocolate almonds?
That's a great, yeah.
That I never see. I never see chocolate almonds on the charcuterie.
Yeah.
But that would be nice, right?
Sugar, like, sweet stuff never gets representation on the cheese
board.
Right,
it's all savory, right? That, so mix them together.
Yeah. See, at Old Farm, you can get little containers of local-made honeycomb, too. I like chopping that up and putting it on because you get that sweetness. You can always drizzle it a bit.
Yeah, I like that.
You gotta have balance of flavors.
And but, of course, your cheese, your crackers. President's Choice has some really good crackers.
Old Farm has some really good crackers. And they're Canadian.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, by Canadian.
I'm sorry. I was just in a dream. I was in a dream state. First thing that came to my mind.
We're lulling her into a dream state. Get down to Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown Kingston.
Old Farm Fine Foods, first and foremost. One and only.
Check them out on Instagram at Old Farm FF. If you're bored at the office, just scroll through and see some glamour shots of food.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's the simplest Instagram I've ever had to run.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get down there before I eat all the food.
Yeah.
It's 10 to 9. After 9 o'clock, we're going to do our community events roundup. We've got a lot of cool events to talk about coming up, including Valentine's Day things.
Yeah.
So I say we get back to the tunes. Okay. We finish that frittata slice.
I think so.
And we'll get to it. Here's a classic from the B-52s. This is for our heroes down at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Ooh, very nice. This is Hero Worship right here on CFRC. I'm the nerd.
I'm the moan.
I'm Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
She don't believe what she heard.